Wonder Bread. The bread that's doubly fresh. Fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it. Presents Bachelor's Children. Bachelor's Children, radio's most beloved serial, is brought to you by the bakers of Wonder Bread and Hostess Cakes, and is dedicated to the grocers of America. Probably every woman listening worries and frets more or less about rationing and how to get this and how to get that. But it's also well to remember that there are certain foods that can help replace the meats and other foods you may temporarily be short of. Take bread, for example, which has been scientifically improved by the addition of vitamin B1. This is very important, for bread can supply up to 35% of your daily energy requirements. Yet, as science has shown, the human body cannot properly transform bread into energy without the help of vitamin B1. Now, when you buy Wonder Bread, you know that you have no fear in this respect, because every loaf of Wonder Bread today contains more than enough vitamin B1 to help your body properly transform it into energy. And then, too, you'll rave about the flavor of Wonder Bread, because it's doubly fresh. Fresh when you buy it, and fresh when you eat it, because Wonder Bread is slow-baked. Baked 13% longer than many ordinary kinds for lasting freshness. So remember, Wonder Bread does contain vitamin B1 to help properly transform it into the energy you need, and Wonder Bread is doubly fresh. So get Wonder Bread today. You'll be glad you did. Bachelor's Children, written by Beth Flynn. In years to come, doubtless all the mental distress and worry that have been going through the past two or three days will be very funny to Michael and Nancy Beecham, but just at present, they are two very much upset and unhappy young people. Nancy, usually so confident and self-assured, is ready to weep at the slightest provocation, while Michael's customary good nature and happy disposition are completely gone. Right now, he's standing in the middle of the Graham living room, glaring at Sam and Janet and saying,
"It's just too bad that Dr. Bob couldn't have told me that Nancy was over here. I resent it, too."
Hey, now, just hold your horses a minute, young fellow. Bob asked Nancy if she wanted to call you, and she said no.
How long ago was that?
Oh, almost an hour ago, wasn't it, Sam?
Well, yes, about that, I guess.
Well, what'd she say to Dr. Bob? What'd he say to her? What was it all about?
Why, she came...
Now, look, honey, I think we should let Bob tell Mike himself. After all, we don't really know all that was said.
Okay, where is he? I'll ask him right now.
Well, he's seeing a patient now, Michael. Someone came in about 10 minutes ago.
Now, look, Mike, don't be unreasonable about this business, will you? You know Bob's the best friend you've got in the world, and he's only advising you for your own good.
Yeah, I know he is. But the trouble is, he doesn't realize what it's like to be in love and want to get married.
Oh, yes, he does now. After all, Bob was in love.
Yeah, but there was nothing to stand in his way when he wanted to marry. He had a good practice, a home, and everything else.
Oh, Michael, dear, you'll have all that someday, too.
Yeah, sure, someday, but when? It'll be years and years before I'll have as much as Dr. Bob had when he got married.
Mike, you don't have to have that much. Golly, Janet and I certainly didn't have anything when we got married. Not very much of anything, anyway.
No, you didn't, did you? Yet you got by all right, didn't you?
Why, sure we did.
And have you ever been sorry that you got married without having a lot of money?
Well, not so you could notice it, no.
And, Janet, have you ever minded having to work and do without a lot of things that other girls had?
Oh, no, I haven't, Michael. But, of course, I've never been accustomed to having all the things Nancy's always had. And I suppose that does make a difference.
Yeah, but after all, fella, time goes by pretty fast. I know that now a year or two seems like a lifetime to you, of course. But they'll be gone before you know it.
Yeah, and in 2 or 3 years, some other guy will grab Nancy away from her.
Oh,
not if she loves you.
Why, certainly not. And if she doesn't, then you'll be better off without her.
Now, Sam, that's a fine thing to say to Michael.
Well, no, I don't care. There's so many things said to me the last couple of days that...
Michael!
Yes, Nancy, I'm in here.
Come out here a minute, will you? I want to talk to you.
Oh, all right. Excuse me?
Bring Nancy in here, Michael. We'll go on over.
No, home. No, you stay here. That's all right.
Michael, now we're in for it.
What do you mean?
My father's in a rage. I've never seen him so upset. We don't want to get into any more trouble than we're in now.
What's he mad about now?
Oh, he's got it in his head that Dr. Graham has been running me down.
What would make him think a thing like that?
Well, I was over here a while ago talking to Dr. Graham.
Yeah, I know you were. Sam and Janet just told me.
Well, when I went back home, I was pretty disheartened and I was crying. Father asked me what it was all about. Well, I told him I'd been over here and talked to Dr. Graham. I told him that Dr. Graham had said I'd been pampered and spoiled and had too much of everything all my life. And, well, that made Father angry. I never should have told him.
Oh, don't worry about that, darling. It doesn't make much difference either way.
Yes, it does. Father's on his way over here now to see Dr. Graham. And when he gets into a temper like that, well, he'll just raise a terrible scene.
What do you care?
I do care. I don't want him to come over here and say terrible things to Dr. Graham. That'll only make things worse for you and me. Maybe spoil our plans forever. Just as soon as he left, I tore out of the house and grabbed a cab and came over here to tell you.
Well, if he's on his way over here, I don't know what we can do about it.
Well, I don't want to be here when he comes, that's all.
Well, then we'll ask Sam and Janet if we can go over to their house.
Do you think they'd mind?
No, of course not. Come on. Janet, Nancy's here.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
Nancy just came over to tell me that her father's on his way over here to see Dr. Bob, and he's in a bad mood.
Yeah? What about?
Oh, over some things I told him that had been said between Dr. Graham and me when I was over here.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't want my father to find me here when he comes.
So, we wondered if we could go over to your house and stay there until the storm blows over.
Why, sure you can. We were about to go home anyway.
Yeah, well, you better step on it then, because I see your father coming up the walk to the front door right now.
But it's too late. We can't get out without his seeing you.
Oh, yes, we can. We'll go out the porch door and cut across the lawn while your father's being ready in the front door.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll take yours. Sam, you answer the door.
Hey, now, don't leave me here holding the bag.
Well, just answer the door and then call Dr. Bob.
Well,
but don't stick around.
Don't worry, I won't. All right, keep your... Just for me to face the old lion. Good evening.
I want to see Dr. Graham. Is he home?
Yes, yes, yes. He'll come in. I'll call him.
All right. Thank you.
You'll just sit down here in the living room, Mr. Beecham. I'll let the doctor know that you're here.
Very well. Come in. Oh, hi, fellas.
Oh, I thought you had a patient in here, Bob.
No, he left about 5 minutes ago. I didn't try to keep check.
Come on in. No, I can't. Hey, listen. We got a caller out in the living room.
Oh, that's so. Who is it?
Mr. Beecham.
Mr. Beecham? Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder what he wants.
I think you'd better go in there and find out before he kicks your furniture apart. It looks like he's about to have apoplexy.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, listen. You better go on up to Michael's room and explain to him. Wouldn't be any too good to have him come down and run into Mr. Beecham right now.
Well, don't you worry about Michael. He's over at our house.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fine. Well, keep him there till Beecham's gone.
Yes, I certainly will. Here's Dr. Graham, Mr. Beecham.
Evening, Mr. Beecham. Well, Dr. Graham. I came over here.
Well,
to
I'll... See you later, Bob.
Yeah, all right, Sam. Thanks a lot. Well, sit down, Mr. Beecham, won't you?
Oh, I don't have time to sit down. I came here to have a little talk with you.
Very well.
I want to know just exactly what you mean by implying that my daughter isn't good enough for that boy.